This is the Encouragement for Life podcast. If you are alive and breathing, then we can all use some encouragement. Not if, but when life knocks you down, we are here to pick you back up. Now, here is your host, Derek Brown.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing good today. Hey, thanks for tuning in again. Hey, have you ever heard the phrase, I want to be somebody someday? Isn't that a silly phrase? You know, did you know that you are already somebody? You don't have to wait to be somebody. You're somebody right now. You are somebody from the day you were born, and you've always been somebody. Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you didn't feel that. I mean, I understand we all have goals of we want to attain, but we're always somebody. You're somebody right now. You're royal priesthood. You're a child of God, and you are somebody. You have a purpose today. You don't have to wait till you get out of high school, or you don't have to wait till you get a college degree to be somebody, or you don't have to wait till you reach a certain rank to be somebody, or you don't have to wait till you get at a certain level at a company to be somebody. You don't have anything to prove. And you're somebody right now. So I just want to encourage you to walk around today like you are somebody, because you are somebody. You know, we're all somebody. We're all unique. You know, God made us all perfectly. And He knows how many hairs are on our head. Is that not amazing to you? That's amazing to me. But you know, I think it's bad thinking to think that I'm working on being somebody one day. But you know, one day, that someday never comes, is what I've learned. You know, I've went through a lot of my life working to be somebody, but you know, I've discovered that I am somebody, and you have to believe that for yourself. You can't wait on somebody else to tell you that you're somebody, or you can't wait on a title to feel like you're somebody. You know, if somebody, other people think that you're somebody, but you don't believe you're somebody, then you're going to get stuck. And so I just want to encourage you to walk around today like the person God created you to be. You are somebody. And I would encourage you to say that as an affirmation every day until you believe it, that I am somebody. You don't have to wait to start working on your dreams until you get a degree, or you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait on anything. Today is the day. You know, there's not another day. There's not a better day than today to start living your life the way you want. Not the way other people think that you should live your life, but the way that you want to live your life, because you are somebody, and no one can tell you or I how, you know, what God has planned for our life but us. I mean, we know. We have direct, you know, we have direct contact, communication with God, the grand overall designer. You know, He put His Spirit inside of us. You don't have to ask a priest, what does God have planned for me? You don't have to ask a pastor. You don't have to ask a spiritual person or a counselor. You have direct connection with God. You can feel that in your heart. And that proves that you are somebody. You are just as important as anybody else in this world. Maybe you don't feel that way. And I'm sorry you don't feel that way. But I want you to start feeling that way, because it's true. The truth is that you are somebody. You are gold. You are more than gold. The Bible says you are more precious than gold. And so I want you to start, I hope you can start to believe that today. Start believing in yourself. Start saying, I am somebody. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You have to say these things over and over and start reading them. And you know, thinking them is not enough. You know, what I've learned is you have to say things out loud. Things that are uncomfortable. Maybe it's uncomfortable for you to say that, to say, I am somebody. You know, there's some other words that people are uncomfortable saying. I know a lot of people are uncomfortable saying the word, I love you. And, you know, it's such a powerful word. You know, I am somebody and I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say your name and then say, I love you. Say, I am somebody. Say, God has a plan for my life. And then you start saying that to yourself every day out loud. And you start, then you start believing that. All I got to say is watch out. You're going to be dangerous, because when you start believing in yourself, nothing can stop you. And so I hope that encouraged somebody today. I believe that you are somebody because you are. And if somebody doesn't think that, then tell them to come listen to my podcast, listen to this episode, because they need to hear that too. They, you know, if someone puts you down, they, you know, it's because they don't believe in themselves. So, just know that, just know it's nothing personal to you. If someone puts you down, it's something to do with them. And so start believing in yourself, pick yourself up today, and start saying, I am somebody, and start saying, I love you to yourself. And what'll happen is you'll start loving other people. You'll exhilarate love all throughout your, it'll come out of your eyes. And people can see it. People can see confidence. People can see love right through your eyes. You know, that's the window to your soul. And so it's important that you get this, because I want you to get it. I want you to walk around with confidence and walk around. I want you to believe who God made you to be. And He wants you to believe that. He put His Spirit inside of you. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. He didn't give you a spirit of a timid spirit. He give you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And see, we listen to the wrong things, don't we? Don't we listen to the wrong things and the wrong people? We believe that. We got to watch what we listen to. We got to watch who we listen to. We have to believe what God says about us, not what another person says about us or what society says. No, God is the one that created you and put you on this earth for a purpose. And if He says it, then it's done. Believe it and move on. And if other people don't like it, agree with it, that's okay. They have some work to do on themselves. So I hope you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing good today. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. So are you feeling in the Christmas spirit this year? I hope you are. You know, I've seen a few posts on social media recently of people saying, I just don't feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit this year. I've also heard some people say the same thing, just not feeling in the Christmas spirit. So I want to try to, if you're not feeling like you're in the Christmas spirit today, I want to try to give you some things that may help you get in the Christmas spirit. That I've been there before. There's been Christmases that have came and I felt the same way, and some things that I've learned that feeling of joy, you know, the feeling that we're looking for is joy and peace and contentment and some excitement of what is to come. And this year is kind of, you know, threw everybody for kind of a loop, you know. It's kind of flipped us upside down on our heads, hadn't it? But look, you know, maybe you got some relation. You know, one of the things I've learned is, you know, relationships, you know, I want you to ask yourself some questions, and only you can answer these questions. I'm just gonna give you some questions to ask, and then you write this stuff down and decide what the answers are, and I think it'll guide you. These questions will guide you to some of the could be the answers to why you aren't feeling in the Christmas spirit, and how, and then, you know, of course, it'll lead you to how to get in it, in the Christmas spirit. But one of the things is I want to say is, you know, is there relationships in your life that are not good? Do you have some people in your life that maybe this year, in the past few years, maybe you know, there's people out there in your life you used to have a relationship with, and something went wrong, and now the relationship is bad, and you don't know how to fix it. You know, you maybe someone done something to you and it hurts you, and you don't know what to do. You know, you'd love to have that relationship back, but you feel hurt too much to get back in that relationship, or even start a new one. Maybe some relationships in the past that you've had has made it where you don't even want to start a new relationship because you're afraid to get hurt. If that's you, write that down and think about that. And you know, another question is, do you have any resentment against anyone in your life? Do you have resentment against your spouse, a child, a son, a daughter, a friend, a neighbor? Is any whoever you got, if you have resentment against anyone in your life, write them down. Write those names down, and we're going to get somewhere. And ask yourself, who is it that you need to forgive? You know, when you think of the person, you know, do you get angry? You know, who is that person? Who are these people that make you feel uneasy? That maybe you feel hurt. Maybe you've hurt someone and you don't know how to get it back. Get it back right like you want it. Maybe you've lost a job this year. Have you lost a job? And maybe you're feeling down and out. You know. Maybe you know, financially you're not where you had hoped you would be. If that's you, write that down. You know, finances. You know, this. You know, a lot of these things that happen to us as humans, you know, it affects our emotions, and so we have to identify. You know, we can't fix anything until we identify it first. So what I'm trying to get you to do is identify these feelings that you have inside. You know, maybe they're about people, maybe they're about relationships, or maybe you're not happy with where you're at in your career. Maybe you have an addiction and you just don't know how to beat it. You don't know how to win against this addiction, keeps beating you. And you're just frustrated. If you're feeling frustrated, write it down. If you're feeling anger, write it down. Write down, I'm feeling angry. You write these things down. Don't be scared to write them down. We got to face these fears and these emotions that are causing us not to be in the Christmas spirit. You know, maybe you're overweight and you want to lose weight, but you don't know how. You've tried, but you just can't seem to get there, you know. Maybe you've been hurt at church. Maybe you wanted to get back in church, but you know, you tried and just don't feel like you fit in. If that's you, write that down. Whatever it is, these feelings are that you have, that you feel like they're stealing your joy, they're stealing your peace, stealing your contentment, stealing your happiness. I want you to write these things down. I want you to identify what they are. And once you write them down, I want you to look at them, look at each one. And if it's a name, whatever it is, I want you to just forgive that person. Or just say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And trust me, this works. It may be hard at first, but just keep doing it. Keep this list. And what we want to do is we want to get rid of all this stuff. Whatever we have inside of us. It's an inside job. It's not them. There's nothing on the outside of us that's going to fix it. No one's going to fix this for you. You are the only one. You have to take 100% responsibility for how you feel inside. And the only way to do it is to take responsibility and fix yourself, your inside. There's nothing, you can't say, well, I'm going to fix so-and-so. So-and-so needs to do this, and then I'll feel better. It's not going to work that way. You have to do it yourself. You have to say, I'm sorry. Whoever that person, you don't have to tell them, you don't have to call them, but just, this is between you and you. And so you just say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. For any wrong that I've done and any wrong you've done me, I forgive you. And tell that person or whatever that situation is and say, thank you. Thank you, I love you. And I wish blessings on you. And get in a state of gratitude. Be grateful for the thing. Look at the things that you have. Start focusing on the things you do have and stop focusing on the things you don't have. And do this over and over and over. And so you have to reprogram your thinking. You can't get a different result by thinking, by using the same program you've been using to get where you're at. You've got to switch the program up. And so you've got to get inside of yourself and really examine and identify what it is that's inside of you that needs to go away. And you got to get rid of it. You got to start over. You've got to start every day. Every day is a new day, and you got to say, I start over today from zero. I forgive everyone. I love everyone. I'm thankful for everything and everyone today. And see, what we do is we replay these memories in our mind of the past, things that happened in the past. And so we're not living in the present. We're replaying these memories that's happened in the past, and they keep building up inside of us and making us feel angry. They make us feel unpeaceful. They make us feel like kind of mad inside, kind of angry, like you just upset, and it just ruins the Christmas spirit. And so you can have this feeling all year long, this Christmas spirit that maybe you once had. It's something that you can have every day if you want, but you have to use the mindset that I'm talking about, and you have to every day kind of clean all the garbage out, all the garbage that's inside of you. This is about you and you, remember. This is not about other people. Nobody's going to come and help you, and nobody's going to call and get it right with you, and then you're going to feel better. Now, you are the only one that can do it. You can do it for yourself. And so as you do that, others are going to naturally see it and feel it. And so it's their job to work on themselves. But the only one that can fix this is you. And that's about taking 100% responsibility for these feelings that you have. And you may be saying, well, I was so-and-so, so-and-so done this to me. Well, forgive them. You're responsible for forgiving that person. They're not responsible for fixing it. They can't fix it. It's inside. They may apologize, and you still may feel like, you may think, well, I wasn't sincere enough. I don't know, but you know, to get in the Christmas spirit, guys, we have to forgive, and we have to start over from we have to come from a place of love. And that and joy and peace will naturally come to us. But as long as we hold in resentment, as long as we are angry and frustrated and we're not content about and we're not grateful for today, as long as we're living in the past, we're not going to be in the Christmas spirit because we're living in the past. We're not living today. And so the key is to live in the present. And the only way to live in the present is to forget the past. Delete it. Hit the delete button like you do on your computer. When you have, say you have some things on your computer that you don't want on there and you delete them, they're gone. They're gone, right? They're no more. And that's what we have to do. All this baggage that you have, all this garbage you got inside that's just got you all in a tizzy or some sort. You know, we have to write it, identify what these things are. And hit the delete button. And you have to do it every day. You have to do it all day. When you start feeling that way, identify it and delete it. And say, no, I refuse to live like this. I'm going to come from a place of love. I'm going to come from a place of forgiveness and thankfulness. And you can be thankful for the bad things that happen in your life. Because they're teaching you something. You know, there's nothing wrong with things not going your way. Because, you know, in the end, you know, we win. In the end, all things are working together for your good. You may not understand what's going on now, but in the end, it's all working together for you. So what you have to do is you have to trust in God that He's got everything under control. And our only job, our only responsibility is to be responsible for our inside. It's an inside job. It's a heart job. Delete the garbage. And I think you'll get in the Christmas spirit a little more. And like I say, if you need help getting through some of this stuff, I know it's not easy. I know, you know, you're thinking, well, you could be thinking, man, it sounds easy, but it's not. I know it's not. It's not an overnight deal. It's something you have to work on every day, but you know what? You have to start doing it. You have to start doing the work, and you'll start feeling, you'll start healing. You'll start feeling better every day. And if you need a coach to help you, I'll be glad to coach you and help you through this so you can feel some freedom. It's what you want. You want some freedom. You want to get in that Christmas spirit. So my email is Derek. brown.coaching@gmail.com. That's Derek brown.coaching@gmail.com. You know, reach out to me if you need help, but I hope this encouraged somebody. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.